You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Trade ministers from 12 Asia-Pacific nations are set to sign the Trans-Pacific Partnership in Auckland, New Zealand. The White House has advocated for the deal, saying it has clear economic benefits. Our U.S. correspondent Priscilla Huff has the perspective from Washington.
Congressional leaders are looking at the Trans-Pacific Partnership with a skeptical eye. Following a meeting between U.S. President Barack Obama, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the lawmakers said they have concerns about the TPP that must be addressed before final approval. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
It's a complicated process. We are not yet at a place where the president has forwarded the agreement to Congress for their ratification.
The agreement covers about 26% of global trade and upwards of 40% of American imports and exports alone. The Obama administration has said the TPP is the centerpiece of America's economic rebalancing to Asia and can help boost regional integration. But development experts say, actually, it is unlikely the average American will feel any impact of the TPP once it's ratified. Kimberly Elliott is with the Center for Global Development.
Well, I think from the perspective of the overall U.S. economy, the TPP will probably not even be discernible in terms of its economic effects. There will be, you know, some sectoral effects, so some job losses in some sectors and gains in other sectors, but the overall impact, I think, will be quite small.
The deal took months of intricate negotiations, with each of the 12 nations concerned about specific sectors, such as Canadian timber and dairy, or Japanese cars, or labor practices in Vietnam. Jeffrey Schott of the Peterson Institute for International Economics thinks, on balance, the TPP is a good thing.
Now, that doesn't mean that everybody will benefit. On balance, it's a big positive. But for some communities, some industries, there will be more competition and net losses for some workers as well.
And groups such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents America's largest industries, supports the deal, even as congressional lawmakers are not so sure. With recurring criticism that the deal was negotiated for the most part in secret, the White House is emphasizing the next step is for allowing plenty of time for public comment in the U.S.
After that, there are a couple of other steps before Congress has an opportunity to consider it. So I'm not standing up here and suggesting that Congress should act tomorrow to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What I am saying is that once we go through this process and that there has been an opportunity for the public to carefully consider what's included in the agreement, we'd like to see Congress act quickly on it.
President Obama would like the U.S. Congress to finish its part of the formalization of the treaty before lawmakers head home to campaign for re-election in early July. But political watchers here in Washington think the most likely time the Trans-Pacific Partnership will be fully approved in the U.S. is in November, after the national elections. For Vatican Radio, I'm Priscilla Huff in Washington.